And you come that close to
drown? That's right.
Drown?
Went down the third time. He pulled me out one time.
Well, you'd have drowned if it weren't for
me. Oh, yeah. One more time. When I'd gone back down, that'd been it. But that happened lots of times when we was in swimming.
Oh,
I remember one time feeling something against my leg. It'd be 15 or 20 of us boys down at the old swimming hole.
Uh-huh.
And all hoorahing, laughing, and throwing mud at one another, you know. And I remember feeling something in my leg, and I thought it was a fish, and I jumped. And I felt it again, and it didn't feel like fish, and I fell down and picked up a kid about 7-year-old. That time I was about 10.
Oh.
I don't know how long he'd been under. We got him out there and laid him on his belly, and we began to mash on him. That's all we knew to do. And directly, boy, that water just gushed out. Sick. Boy, you're so sick after that's over. You just want to die. But that's 3 miles down to old swimming hole. I'd always be ready to walk back, you know, and maybe have a fight or two on the way home.
Maybe have a fight or two on the way home. That's great. That's really something. I can't believe you nearly came that close to drowning.
I didn't even remember when they pulled me out.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, that's scary.
You know, it didn't scare me. It didn't excite me. And I didn't realize. I thought, well, I just figured there'd always be someone that would pull me out.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Nothing to it.
Now, if a person had wanted to sign their name in ink, they'd use a...
Oh, well, you know, way back there, they used a quill, but... Oh, we had what we call a pen staff, I believe they called it. An ink pen.
If they would have to fill it.
Well, no, that was fountain pen.
Oh, that's fountain pen.
What I'm talking about is one about like this that you bought extra points and slipped them up in there.
Oh, yeah. I've never heard of that.
Really before your time, wasn't
it? Yeah.
But you're thinking about the fountain pen. This is the old fountain
pen. The old fountain pen.
See, you and why it's broke now, and I just use it, dip in there. I like to write with them every once in a while. But it had a little thing here that you'd mash, you know, and it'd suck the ink up in there. And I got the bottle of ink there, and once in a while people want something signed in ink. I think when they say that it's an old saying and that these are just as good. But when they say signed in ink,
you
I say, I'm a notary public, and when they say something is signed in ink, I get this out. And I get it to a good writing order and give it to them, and it scares the tar out. A lot of people get a hold of something like that. But talking about the writing, I have a letter down there that my great-granddaddy wrote my daddy.
Oh, really?
In 1898.
Oh.
And it was wrote with a peculiar colored, it was dark ink. But my dad said that he believed that the best he can remember that his granddaddy wrote that with one of the old quills.
With one of the old quills.
He was, at the time, my great-granddaddy was a county judge up in St. Clair County, Missouri. And he wrote that letter at the time. And that's one of my relics, is that old letter.
Oh, yeah, that's great to have kept that. That's really... what would they use? You know, you were talking about they use those flour sacks for baby diapers. What would they hold the diapers on with?
Safety pins.
They had safety pins.
Yeah.
Well, now, if you bought something in a can, what was the can usually made of?
Well, it'd be a... You didn't buy many cans, but if you did, back when... I'm talking about when I was in... From the time I can remember up until I was 12 or 13 years old, that's what I generally refer back to. But if you bought it in cans, it was in tin, and you had to empty it quick. If you let it, for instance, sardines would, if you'd leave them in there 30 minutes and then eat them while you'd have a diarrhea.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. Just that length of time?
Yeah, you'd get ptomaine poison.
Oh, it would be poison, actually.
One of the things that I remember we got back in cans then was pork and beans. That's one of the things I can remember. Way back.
Way back, coming in cans.